I remember about him was that he was with the Eagles and he quit.
If I understand correctly, then instead of having Super Bowl in Atlanta, they might as well have Chicago this weekend, right? What are their practice facilities? What do you do indoors? Only force to him. Okay. Okay. I remember once I was at a chasna, once in Memphis, in the middle of, I don't remember what it was, Jack. It wasn't that late. Well, it wasn't the time when you expect snow. It was like November or something, but it snowed very heavily. And that one de-icer in the whole airport. So getting back to out of Memphis, for like 3 hours on the ground until they finally de-iced all the planes.
It was really weird. Winter, December, we flew via Switzerland, and there was 1 inch of snow on the ground. The airport was paralyzed. Switzerland? It was so weird.
Right. All right. We are on Daf Samach Tesmah, Samach Tesmah Beis. Five lines to the bottom. Rav Shimon ben Levi Amar. Rav Shimon Levi says, "Ein lecha nitpas al chavero, the chayev litein lo." A person who has to pay. In other words, they made me pay your taxes, so I don't have to reimburse you. Ella, no, you don't have to reimburse me. Ella Barnon, unless it's land tax, the real estate tax, Golas and poll tax. But any other payment the government makes me pay on your behalf, you don't have to reimburse me. Rav Amar, not true. Kol anit pasal chavero. Anybody who the government makes me pay your traffic ticket. Whatever the government makes me pay, so then I have to pay for the, I have to pay, you have to be reimbursed. What is that?
Well, the
Rebbe
said that
what is that? I didn't get one of those. I didn't say revenge, that's why. Okay, got a set of chumashim. That was your size, a set of chumashim in the market? Oh, you're selling it now. Okay, venture. All right. Chavero, Ein lecha nitpas chaver. Rav Amar kol nitpas chaver chayv litilo. Chelit the Rav min hador. The proof of Rav is from the following brayso. Agrezel sade mevinatlu amitzikim. Somebody who stole a field, and it was taken away in turn by mitzikim, are like bandits of another type. So I stole the field from you, and then the bandits stole the field from me. So the halacha is that we compel the thief to return the money to the person from whom we stole the field, even though the field is stolen, is right now in his possession, was stolen by somebody else. Whenever he has to pay, below shama, even though that's the price which Rav used as proof text. Lo shama madam Rabbi, I don't know. This is, I guess, Rabbi Yochanan. Lo shama madam Rabbi Yochanan.
Corbin Hayes says it was sold to somebody else, then stolen from that other person. Because that's why they're talking about hassle and loss. That's where the money comes in.
You're right. When I looked at it, I didn't make the complete notation. I have a notation coordinator changed the shot, but I didn't make the complete notation. Good point. Okay. So what's the story again? He
steal it was stolen from that person, who in turn sold it to somebody else, got money for it.
Yeah.
Then, these thieves took the money.
No. Okay, I got it now.
They took the
field from the buyer, but now the Goslin. I stole a field. I sold it to you. Now the bandits come and take it from you. You're the buyer. Anyway, it wasn't your field because you bought stolen goods. But I, the thief, have to reimburse you for the money that you're out. That's what I think it is.
Yeah. Reimburse the buyer?
I have to reimburse the buyer. I, the thief, have to reimburse the buyer. The thief sold the field. So the thief has to reimburse the buyer. He has to reimburse both. He has to reimburse both the person from whom he stole the field, and he has to reimburse the buyer from him, right? So he's out double. Why? He caused a double loss. Because he stole the field, and then he stole it. So, and then he sold it, and the guy who bought it lost it too. So it caused a double loss.
It's the same amount of money.
That's true, but it's the two different people now. So he make him pay to both. He's got the buyer's money.
I understand.
Yeah.
It's not like getting control over that situation.
So that's what Gemara says. Well, Rav wants to learn this price, or that teaches that you have to read that if somebody comes and takes your money from the behalf of another person's debt, so you have to reimburse that other person, right? So, Velo Shama Mada Amar Rabbi Yochanan Knas Kontz Begazlan. You didn't hear Rav did not hear that. Rabbi Yochanan said it's a special case where you find the thief, then pay to pay double because he is a thief, not because it necessarily is the right thing to do, but because he's a thief, we threw the book at him. Rabbi Avun boy, getting back the case of the government took from me, tax on your behalf. I'm going to learn this like the Mashbiach. You know, there's a nice chart also, Noam Yerushalmi here on the bottom. But the Noam Yerushalmi has to change the Girsa, and the Mashbiach doesn't. He says, Rabbi Avun boy, Hahin Da'ava Rabba? What if my poll tax, let's say my 1040, my poll tax was $5,000 for the year. And they came and took from you $6,000, which is an error, or too much. I don't know if it was error, malicious, and unintentional. So now I have to reimburse you because you have to pay poll tax on my part. But do I reimburse you based on the $5,000 you would have had to pay, or the $6,000 that they actually took from you? Now, the rabbah means, obviously, the amount above and beyond. So Rabbi Yosef Rabun, Rabbi Yechir, Rabbi Lulayin, the Tarvayu, which Reon, B'Shem Shmuel Amrei, Chad Amar Kiar Noma Gugolos, that I only have to reimburse, as is the amount of the taxes, precisely, which is $5,000. The Cholon Amar, the other said, Eino Kar Noma Gugolos, it's not like the actual tax, rather I have to reimburse you even for the above and beyond amount, because that's what the government came and took from you. So that's what I have to reimburse you for. Okay? Tamati, let's over there. Mirapeo Ripui Nefesh. Now, this is not relevant at all to our Sugya, but it's brought down here just merely because it's discussing issues of Nidorim and Hanoah and stuff like that. Mirapeo Ripui Nefesh. I'm forbidden to provide you. You're forbidden to derive benefit from me. I'm not allowed to provide you with benefit. So I can still heal you. Ripui Nefesh Avalo Ripui Mamon. It's interesting. Ripui Nefesh here means not mental health, but it means I can heal your body, but not your money, meaning I can't provide you with veterinary services. Okay? I can be your personal doctor, but not your veterinarian. Makes sense, doesn't it? Says the Gemara will explain. In case it doesn't make sense, the Gemara will explain. So what's the difference? Rabbi Yossi had two different approaches. Chadamar wants that depends what the oath was, the vow. If the vow was to preclude any bodily benefit, so then he's forbidden to even heal him or fool us on nefesh, even to give him personal doctor service. Khan rape khan where he just refused to accept him benefit in his property, so then he can give him veterinary, he can't give veterinary service, but he gives him personal medical services. The Chohan Amar, the other says, Kambi Sheshu Mishra Peyu. No. The difference is whether somebody else can heal the guy, the Kambi Sheshu Mishra Peyu. If there's somebody else to heal the guy, so then You shouldn't even give him refuah sanefesh, right? If there is nobody else to heal him, then he can even give him refuah sanefesh. So it says, sorry. If there's somebody to heal him, then there's another doctor to heal the animals, then you're not allowed to heal the animals. If there's another doctor to heal the animals, no, the opposite. There's another doctor to heal the animals, you're allowed to heal the animals. Because you could have gone to the other doctor. You could have gotten a veterinarian number two, right? So you're not giving him any more benefit than he would have gotten otherwise. So you're not giving literal benefits in. However, if there's nobody else to heal the animals, so then you're not allowed to heal the animals because you're the only doctor around. It's not a benefit they could have gotten any other way, right? So again, then you're allowed to give it to him. There's nobody else around, then you're not allowed to give it to him the veterinary services. Now it says, if there's somebody else to heal him, I feel refuas and nefesh lo yirapenu. So there's somebody else to heal him, why should you even give him refuas and nefesh? In other words, just don't give him any healing whatsoever. I made a mistake. I was right the first time, wrong the second time, and now I have to retract the third time. The first time I was right, I just looked in the carbonate again. If there's no other doctor around, then I'm not allowed to heal him. I'm not allowed to heal him. Because then I'm actually... They're giving that no.
If there's somebody else around, so you just happen to be an instrument by which the wound gets closed. You couldn't get somebody else to... But if you're it,
if there's another doctor around, I'm not allowed to heal the animal.
Because you can go to someone else.
You can go to somebody else. There's another vet around, you can go, is this what you just said? You said the opposite, because you said like I said. If there's another vet around, like I said the second time, it's like I said the first time, if there's another vet around, then I'm not allowed to heal him because he can go to the other vet. If there is no other vet around, so I'm allowed to heal him because there's nobody else for him to go. Nobody else for him to go to, so I'm allowed to do it. So the Gemara and the carbonator brings down, although it's not explicit here in the sugya, in elsewhere it's brought down Masechta Nedarim, because you're allowed to give back an aveda. You're allowed to return an object, a lost item, to somebody who's forbidden to derive any benefit from you. That's not considered to be a benefit. To give back something he lost is not a benefit. So if I'm a vet, and I'm healing his animal because there's nobody else around to do it, so that's not considered to be anything more than machzir lo avedoso, because otherwise the animal would die. So therefore, I'm giving back his aveda. If there is another animal, or the vet, and somebody else to return his aveda to him, so that for me to do it is also, because then I'm providing him already with a service. It's something beyond machzir avedoso. Okay? So now the Gemara asks, if that's the case, if there's somebody else to heal the guy, I feel forced to never slay a penu, they shouldn't even be able to provide personal medical services. Why do I have to provide personal medical services? Let go to the other doctor. Says Marshalomi now call Adam Zerchalis Rapos. No, not everybody is a good doctor. Some people are good, some people are bad. So therefore, since that's the case, so therefore for vets, we don't care so much. For personal doctors, you can even go to a person who normally you forswore benefit from because of the nature of healing. Okay? So that's true even if there is another doctor in town. Now, going further, although it's not brought down, as I said, the price itself, but it's talking about the price in the dorm. And it says you're allowed to give him back an aveda that he lost. So says the Gemara, the lo nichsei machzir ancient asunu ba'al pora. The talking about a case that there it says the Pnei Moshe brings down the brisa that. Yeah, you gave back. You were allowed to give back to a guy an object that he lost. And it says, however, that if you give him back an object he lost, you can't take a reward. Thank you. You can't take a reward. So the question is, why you can't take a reward? You're also to provide him benefit, but he's allowed to provide you benefit, so let him provide you the benefit of giving you a reward. Why should you get a reward for giving back the lost object? So says the Gemara, you're right, theoretically you could. It's talking about their specific case. Ula Rabbi Shmuel B'Shem Rabbi Yitzchak said, let me read the question again. Isn't it the person who gives back the object which was lost? They're also to the owner of the cow. The cow is the lost object. But the owner of the cow can pay him money. So where each person's property is forbidden on the other ones. Montana Tipo Ano Elektish. This is a very interesting, actually, case. The case is like, it says over there that whatever Ano there is considered to be Hektish. Now, Hektish is Lav Dafka, but it means that you can't allow anybody to benefit from the other guy. It's like Hektish in that respect. Who's the author of that statement? Dray Meir. Montana Tipo Ano Elektish, Dray Meir. Right, Mayor says, Molim Bisuros. It's actually Me'ilah, if I transgress a neder. Because a neder is like Hektish. So if I transgress a neder, in other words, you took a neder for swearing me from any Anoa from your property. If I drive Anoa then from your property, it's like Me'ilah. And I have to pay the Hektish, Karen the Chaimish. Even though the property wasn't really Hektish. It wasn't Hektish, but since I made it like Hektish, so therefore I have to pay the penalty if I have a benefit. Okay? There's a mila by that which is forsworn. Rabbi Avon Bar Chia Boyer, he asked like this. Another mina kikar. This is actually a pretty cool question. I took an oath not to derive any benefit from a piece of bread, a loaf of bread. By the way, Pnei Moshe claims this is in the Bavli, but I have no recollection of this. The Dorim I don't know very well at all. So, can he use? I forswore Anoa from a loaf of bread. Am I allowed to burn it and use it to warm my hands? It's a good question, right? Because what?
It's Hanoa Lo Kedarka.
Right, Hanoa Lo Kedarka. Right, that's the question. So. Nishmini Miyadu, let's hear from this. Omar, if a person says, Hakikra is a Hektish, this will blow pech be Hektish. Achlo, if he ate it. Benu, Ben Acher, whether it's he who made it Hektish or not. Now, this Hektish is actually not really Hektish, okay? It's not really Hektish, but here it means that he made it Osir as a nether. Right, in line of what Ray Meir said before, that nether's like a Hektish. So, Achla ben Hu ben Acher, if anybody eats it, while they commit Me'ilah. Vila Yesh Tepita, that's why actually it could be redeemed out of its state of a prohibition, because it's mamish like hektish. Im amar reza a lie, if you said this loaf of bread is forbidden on me, achlo, if you eat it, ma'abo b'tova asana, you're moiling it to the extent that you would be allowed to give it to somebody else, even I be mayor. That's its value vis-a-vis mila. Now, what does this mean? Acherim lo ma'alubo, lo ma'alu, lefichach ein lo pidyon. This, it says that others are not moel, therefore... I'm sorry. This is actually a continuation of the Braisa. We didn't say this before, right? No. Achem lo ma'alu lefichach ein lo pidyon. Other people... other people are not moel, and therefore it has no pidyon. Now, this is an interesting thing. Me'ila might be relevant by any type of nether, but pidyon is only if it enters a different state. Right? If something enters a different state, so then it can be redeemed. What defines if it enters a different state? If everybody in the world universally is also on it, in essence, that makes it an iser cheftza. If, however, it's only also to me, I say I forswear Hanoah from this, but nobody else is, so then that's an Isser Gavra. There's no redemption. It hasn't entered a new state. So there's a very interesting dichotomy. You both kids talk about, not a carbon here, talk about a thing which I made Osir. But it's in my domain, my jurisdiction. So if I made it Osir from the entire world, if Mamish enters a new state, and therefore it can be redeemed. If I made it also only of myself, for me it's the same ramification. But it's not also in the entire world, and therefore it can't be redeemed, because it never entered a new state of affairs. Okay? Now, it says the word, lomar lochlo. It only says here, we're talking about the bread to eat it. That's the prohibition. But to heat up his hands, mutter, it sounds like it's okay. Because it's the only hano which is custier is eating, not the hano of eating your hands. Okay, new issue. It says here, the tani should be masnisi, or masnisa. Masnisin, our mishnah. And somebody got up, I skipped. So I skipped four lines. Tamir Rabbi Yonah B'Shem Raibun Bar Chia said, Tamir Rabbi Yonah Raibun Bar Chia said, Kini, this is the way to read it, Be'omer loch lenu v'lo et amenu. It's talking about here specifically a case where you ate it. You said, I'm not going to eat it, or I'm not even going to taste it. Lo asur olav el achil, and their taka, the only prohibition is to eat. Akidun tzricha, but it's still an open question. Nodar min akikar. We didn't say an oath not to eat it, but an oath from the bread, ma'al chaymes yodah, whether you can warm your hands then, and we leave that dangling, we don't have an answer. Now, Nishu, Masnisi, Mishloch Nisi, I'm sorry, went to Chutzlaritz. Vomit Achrapin, as Nishu, somebody else got up and was willing to sustain his wife. So he said in the Mishnah that Rabban Admon said, Hinech Mosav Akar Natsvi, tough on him, and the Bnei Kohen Gedolim said that he should get reimbursed. Okay? Amr Chagai, Lom Ruel Akar, interesting concept. He says, the only question is by a stranger. Ha Av Goyven. But if the father sustain his daughter while her husband is out of town. When the husband gets back, she collects from the husband's property. Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Abin, Acher, Eno Goyve, it doesn't matter whether it's the father or somebody else, he cannot collect. Uvasun in Plagvasa, Plugvasa, and this machlokas going to all in Plagvasa, like this machlokas. The Tiatan we learned over there. Vizaka ibim Tzia saw. A father, before his daughter gets married, merits to get her Mitzia, Umaisia Dea, or handiwork. Mr. Zuger, can I ask you to close the door, please? You want to close the door? I don't know if you were cold, but... thank you. So it says, The Tita Mizakim Tsiosa, a father merits his daughter's Matthias, or Maitsiadea, whatever she makes, who have offered a Darea and nullifies her vows, who Makaba Gita accepts her get. Vein Ochapirskaya cannot eat the fruit of her property while she's still alive. Now, the few lines missing here, a few words, should say, Nises, once she gets married, Yesro of Abal, the husband is superior, Shuocha Peres Bechaya, he does eat fruit in her lifetime, and going back to the Gemara, Chai Mizonoseh, he's liable to provide her Mizonos, Upir Koina to release her, Uvukvurasa, you know, pay for release, taken captive, Uvukvurasa, and pay for her burial if she dies. Now there's more words missing here. Again, it's called the Corbinator. It should say Vitani Lo, we learn concerning this. Lo ratza ba'al l'kobra. If the husband doesn't want to bury her, ha'av kobra, the father buries her, umotzi manu bedin, and he extracts the money from his son by a law case. Amar Abi Chagai said, Lo amar is back in the war. Lo amar elo of. If the father pays for the funeral, he can extricate the money from the husband. Or achin go to anybody else, tough luck. Rabbi Yossi Amar, bein av bein achir, regardless of what it is, goyve, they collect from the father. Whoever paid for the burial, whoever paid for the funeral. Al daiti Rabbi Chagai, so why does it call Rabbi Chagai, bein l'kvor bein l'mazonos, where they're talking about the cost of burial or the cost of feeding, av goyve, the father lays out the expenditures, and then he collects from the husband. Acher ain't a goyva. Somebody else cannot collect. Al daiti to Rabbi Yossi, according to Rabbi Yossi, likvura in terms of burial, bein a bein acher goyva. Regardless of who it is, whether it's the father or somebody else, they collect. Shalala das, because no husband wants that his wife should be cast to the dogs. I know maybe nowadays there are husbands like that, but once there weren't, right? So therefore, it's a umdira de muchach, according to him. It's obvious to us that he would want to pay for his wife's funeral expenses, regardless of who spent them on. Mzonos, but by food. Ben Abinacher, if he's out of town, and his father or somebody else supports, wherever it is, ain't no goyva, they cannot collect for the mizonos they spent. Okay? So it's a machlokas whether the father has some special status, that if he pays for his daughter's upkeep when the husband's out of town, whether he gets reimbursed or not, we have no clear-cut halacha on that. New Mishnah. Halacha Gimel. Admon Omar says, Admon Shiva. But the last mission was Chanan. This is Admon. Admon said seven things. The first thing is, Mishinich Boni Mubonos, somebody who died, Mishimais, somebody who died, Binich Boni Mubonos, the left sons and daughters, Bismachanachosim Ruben, when there's a lot of property, Haboni Yershu, there's not to get their inheritance, Habonis Yizonu, and the daughters get fed. Nachosim Watim is very little property, Habonis Yizonu. Then the daughters get fed. But Abani Shub Sachim and the sons go and beg. They get their green cards out. Amon Omer Amon says, Yishushani Sachim, Sadi, just because I'm a male, I lose. It's not fair. It's reverse discrimination. Omer Agamil said, Run, is Steve Amon. Agamil liked the words of Amon in this respect. Kaiman Chasim Rubin, what is going to be a lot of property that they divide up, the boys get their share, and the girls get their share. And we don't just give it to the girls. So it says the Gemara, Rabbi Zion, Rabbi Lashem, Rav said, Kadesh Shesham, Mosan Yud Beis Chodesh, that there should be enough food for the next 12 months, besides whatever other property there is. So the girls get their food for the next 12 months, and the boys split up the rest of their property. Says the Gemara, Shesham, Mosan Yud Beis Chodesh, Elu Ve'elu. There's enough food for the males and the females. So then the girls get their part, and the boys get their part, and they divide up the rest of the property only among the boys, of course, because the boys are the heirs. Shama Shmua, this Umayyadi said, Zudivrei Rabbi Gamliel Berebi. These are the words of Rabbi Gamliel, the son of Rebbe. Avo Chachomim, Omri, Chachomim say, that's not enough. Anshi Vogru, there's got to be enough food there to provide for them until they become 12 and a half, watching us, or until they marry, whatever comes first. I don't know how you know where they're going to marry, but that's the enough food there to give the sons and daughters food to that point, and then afterwards, if there's still money left over, then the sons divide it up as usual, the rice. Okay? Says the Gemara, Bonkum Rabbi Yossi, Asar Rabbi Yossi, At Mashmas, Rabbi Yochanan, what did you hear from Rabbi Yochanan about this? Amalente said, I'll tell you, I didn't hear anything explicitly, but I can infer. Nefarish Milam Leon the Rabbanan, let's explain the words of the rabbis, Mimilayon, from their other words, which are, let's say at the time of the death of the father, there's enough to supply everybody's needs for 12 months. And he's matonachosim. And now the got depleted after death or became worth less, whatever. So he said, Mikavon, since the Yisraelim began to eat better because it was enough at the time of death. So therefore, Ochim Bochin, they continue to eat Achi Iskala Pruta Achroina until the last cent is used up. And they don't divide it in this fashion based on the new, more limited amount of property which is available at the time that they distribute it. Rather, they go, but what was available at the time of the father's death? Okay? Memesai Shamin Lem. Actually, the main point here, though, is that it's 12 months. The amount of food which has to be on hand to consider a lot of property is 12 months. Not until she grows up or until she becomes married. For 12 months. Says the Gemara, Memesai Shamilem. When do we reckon this? So Raimon Amar Shamilem Baso. When they come to the divide up, that's when we reckon it. Amar Rabbi Chanina, Rabbi Chanina said, Milayim the Rabbanan lo shamin loch. You didn't hear the words of the rabbis that we just said. The Nasa Barashi Abayi Kami Rabbi Yochanan. He asked Rabbi Yochanan, Ha yosham lo zot shnei masa chodesh. If there was enough money for 12 months, v'ni smat v'nu chasim, then the property came less. Amar lady said, Mikem shizchulei samin li yos ochlim. Beheter, since they started in permissibility, ochlim v'ochlim actually is kala pruta v'ochlim continue until the last pruta. So when was there enough? And when did it become diminished? So obviously there was enough. Ela mishor mishor nishor milen. Because you reckon for the first moment at the point of death, and therefore even the property diminishes afterwards, we will go by the original reckoning. So if at the time of death there was enough to provide 12 months for everybody, so everybody takes their money for the next 12 months, and they distribute the rest among the boys. Even if the property then got diminished afterwards, they still divide it proportionally. The only time the boys go back is if at the time of death there's not enough to provide everybody with 12 months ahead of time. So then the boys got to go back. Okay? Says the Gemara, however, there's a catch here. Rav Chisda boy, Chisda asked, Lo yashram mazon yubeis chol chodesh. What about if there wasn't enough originally for 12 months? So what should the boys do?
Bang.
Right. However, this is a case, according to Korban Edah, there was enough, let's say there are two sons and two daughters. There was enough for the two daughters for 12 months. And there was enough of the boys then for 6 months. So what do we do with that? Do we say, well, you have to beg anyway, so give the other 6 months to the girls? Or do we give them at least the 6 months which they could get? Okay, that's the more issue here. So it says, no kir nechasim, lo hashem mazim yibes chosh, v'kir nechasim, and the property went up in value, meaning that there's enough for partial payment to the Yisraelim. Yishvinim min adol, let's get it here from here. What happens if the orphans sell? In other words, they're supposed to be out begging, but instead the rotten underhanded thinks they went and sold the real estate. It's a valid sale. So you would say not pashas because it's meshubah to the girls, right? No, the Gemara says not that way. Unfortunately, he didn't say anything. Because Gemara says, if the Yisrael, this is in the Bavli too, if the heirs get up and sell, Then they sold their own stuff. Hi, the girls are supposed to have it. Tough luck. The girls didn't get it in that case.
Supposed to stop the boys from doing this all the time.
What? Only ethics. The car. You obviously didn't like that answer. That's all there is. Just ethical responsibility. I guess Basin could beat the living daylights out of them. Other than that, ethical responsibility. V'kah, hokiru shalokah, hokiru here with the goes down price, shalohan hokiru. Also, it's the assignments. Even though originally there wasn't enough to give them, but now that there's much more to give them, you can't deprive them of their underlying ownership of really all of the property. Okay? Says a lot further. Where am I now? Lawyer from Mosul, you base Kodesh. Mao Shomer, Bunny Bonos, Fluish Lachemitsu. Now, this again, it's probably, till now it's already a case where the property went up in price. Initially it wasn't enough for the assignment, and then the property went up. What about if at the beginning, as I said before, there was enough for the Yosomos, but not enough to cover the assignment for 12 months? Till now we're talking about a case where the property rose. Initially the assignment got nothing. The property rose in price. And we said we give the rise in price to the assignment because the underlying ownership is theirs. But what about now, forgetting about that, what about if initially there's not enough to go around? But there is more than 12 months for the girls. So what do I give the boys in that case? So it says, take your 12 months apiece. And get out of here, and the rest will distribute evenly, even though it's not enough. All right, but Rabbi Abba, Rabbi said, "May Adomas Nisa Amar Amara." For this price, you learn She'ain Omer Elohim. They can't say that to the girls. The thing that we learned over there, Imami Yisrael, the Yisraelim said this is a case we had previously. The Yisraelim said they want to have Ksuvas Bonim Dichrim, and there's not enough property to go around for Ksuvas Bonim Dichrim because they need to do Yerusha Deraisa first. So Imami Yisrael, Venu Malim Al Nichse Avinu. We'll give to our father's property more money, Yaser Dinar. They should look in order that there's enough money to the Yerusha the rights on token of Ksuva, token the Yerusha, and then the rest of Ksuva. Ain't sure we don't listen to that. El Shaman is the cost of the basin. Rather, we reckon the value of the property in basin and we divide it up accordingly, right, based on our evaluation. So to here. Wherever we I forgot what the proof is. One second. Yeah, in the so to here, just like over there, they can't say, well, We'll manipulate the situation. It's a strange comparison. So there they can't say, well, we'll manipulate the situation so it should be enough for Ksuvas and Firushas. So to over here, they can't say, well, even though there's not enough for 12 months for us, this is enough for 12 months for you, you take that and give us the rest. Chazal, actually, in that case, we're not misaking that. Chazal only said the boy should get something, according to our Mishnah, if there's enough for 12 months for everybody. Otherwise, the boys have to go beg anyway. So that's what we're saying here, really, that the just like over there, the boys can manipulate it in their favor, so through here, the boys can manipulate it in their favor. And therefore, if there's enough, let's say, for 18 months, but not, no, it's 12 months for the two girls, but it's 6 months for the two boys, so then they have to go back. Okay? Now, this is different, interestingly, than the case before. Because they before they said, let's say it was not problem for the girls, and then went up in price, so the boys get it. Because the original distribution has different guidelines of what happens during the course of the year. Right? Because original distribution is original distribution. But later on, whatever happens is based solely and exclusively on the alterations in the original distribution, and that could be a different parameter. Okay?
Do the boys go back after they've exhausted the 6 months?
Mm-mm.
Or they go back from the beginning?
They go back, that's what I was saying, they go back from the beginning. They have no right, Chazal literally took away from them the right of Yerusha in that situation. Unless later on the price went up. As long as there isn't 12 months for each one of them. They took away the right of Yerusha.
I think of a Neiros Hanukkah, the original mace of the Kaf Shemen. Wasn't that the dilemma? Should they burn, should they divide it up into 8 days?
Yeah. That's true.
Or should they start lighting it and see what happens?
Right. So this is they should start lighting and see what happens.
Okay.
That's right. And that's a good marshal. Because if something happens afterwards in Okiru, then the boys will get it. But first you have to start with the complete distribution and worry about it afterwards. Nice marshal. Kind of wild, yeah, hyperlink, but not bad. Give you A+ in that one. So it says, we deduct for the daughter's share of food before we give the Arusha, it's really a bummer. Being in here is not such a great thing. So too, it should be instead of Kamala Atam, which is a Hodah Atam, so too we say, Chutz Miksubasa. Before the sun starts getting Rusha, we have to lap off the ksuva off the top. Chutzik Rosa, we have to lap off the burial of the woman, the Amor off the top. Chutzmi Milve Be'edim, we have to lap off a loan granted with witnesses. And Chutzmi Milve Shtar, a loan granted with a Shtar. So I tell you, can't be making a Rusha, you have to take off all these successive layers. So it's not just our Mishnah which says, they need, Yerusha is obviously a very rare thing, because it's not just the 12 months of each daughter, but besides that, Suva, Kfura, all these things, until finally you get around to making Yerusha for the kids. Boys suffer discrimination unfairly here, basically. That was Admon Steiner, okay? Says the Gemara, you know what it says in the Bavli. Remember it says in Bavli, Admon says, if I recall correctly? So it says about Chutzi Parnosas Bonos. What about Parnosas Bonos? Now Parnosas Bonos, a while ago. Isur Nechasim. Each daughter gets as a dowry a tenth of the estate. That's besides everything else. So do we lop off those 10% for each daughter before we actually do the look for Yerusha? So Chutzi Parnosas Bonos. Man of my goy, it still depends. Man of goy parnos mishon, who says this tenth of the property is so collectible that he collect also from a property which was sold after the lien was placed after the father had his daughters. So then parnos is bonus kodmos. So it's built into the system so essentially that also takes the precedence. Man of goy parnos mishon parnos mishon, he holds you don't get parnos, you don't take the Isur Nechasim from property which was sold in the interim. Obviously, it's just not a hard and fast principle, and therefore, in Parnas Bonos Kodmos, that tenth of property does not come off the top before you get the Yerusha Daraisa. Now, the next three words Korbaneta takes out, because it's a new issue. Amono Bonim, Shneim Shavim. It's an interesting thing. Let's say you don't have any daughters, but a widow and sons. So who gets Mizonos first? When there's a daughter, daughters and sons, the daughters go first. What if there's just a widow and sons? So they're all equal. They have to divide it up equally. Nobody has any dibs over anybody else. Amana banos, what if there's an amana and daughters, also stay in troubles. They're both equal. And amana derech sabanim, amana on the other hand does not take precedence over the children, the boys. And amana derech sabanos doesn't take precedence over girls either. Hey chavida, how does this work? It does food for 12 months by Amana Lazun. And there was an Amana to feed. Now take out the next two words. Rather go to the top item now. That was the end of that. The first thing was Hayasham Shabazan Yurbez Khodesh by Amana Lazun. So then everybody gets distributed equally. Now, sometimes that mother successfully pushes away the boys through the girls. Kishem she derechas abo and says more kishem. That's kishem she derechas abo and madei abonos. Just like she pushes off the boys through the girls, kach tidche. So too she should push the now she said the also they bunch me amona lebonim. Why is the amona push off the sons only with the girls and not where there are no girls? You see the question? Amona with girls pushes off boys. Amona without girls does not push off boys. Why not? What's the difference? Says I'll tell you, it's a good Ruya Elite Box of Asa Labi Bizona Sah. Interesting reason. Because when there's an Amona and boys, they say to her, hey, you might go and demand your ksuva tomorrow and lose your mizonos. Right? Because the woman who demands her ksuva actually loses her mizonos. So therefore, they say to her, you have no superiority over us, because we, you have no, I should say, no strong claim to mizonos, because tomorrow you might take your ksuva and you won't get any mizonos at all. Later today you might take your ksuva and won't get any mizonos at all. So therefore you have a lesser claim to mizonos than us. However, when there are amona and sons and daughters, so an interesting thing. This is a play Moshe. I'm going to tell you all, but it's a very interesting thing. He says, well, now, Amona and sons. So, sons usually do raisa. The Amona only gets mizonos through Abona. Okay. That's the case. We say she's no better than they are. But when their daughters and sons and Amona, the daughters are the Rabbana. But they're the type of the Rabbana which Rabbana gave koyach over the daraisa. Because they actually gave the daughters the right to take the property and bar the sons from the property. So that's all actually overriding the daraisa. There, the Amana rides in their coattails and says, me too. I also override the boys. So in a case of Amana against boys, the Rabbana is not strong enough to override the boys. But if it's Amona and daughters, and their Rabbana is strong enough to override the boys, she gets slept in by the coattails. Okay? Very interesting, the perspective. Okay. It says that the boys should go beg. Istani tani. There are those who said, ishanu, to rely. They should rely on begging. And some who said, ishalu means they should seek. Madam, I ishanu, they should lie. Ishanu ta'achseit, says by Avraham Avinu, that Malachim should rely or relax under the tree. My ishanu absurdia, Madam says they should ask, they should beg. V'noah yanu abonav, his children will wander the face of the earth. The shalu, and they will ask. The darshu, and quest, mecharvo seyem, from their swords. So we say that questing is called shalu. Rabbi Zion, Rabbi Chaim b'shem Rav Zira b'shem Rabbi Abraham said, "Shnei dvarim amar Chanon." Chanon said two things: "Halochet v'lozakim." Shiva dvarim amar Admon. Halochet, but we don't pass with Admon. Rabbi Abba Prasad b'shem Yitzchak bar Chakula said, "We do b'chol malkum shishino amar Gamliel." Rani Yisiv Admon. Wherever Gamliel says he likes Admon, halochet v'lozakim. Okay. Now, another case, and this is a very famous case. I mean, all these cases are famous. But this is Taka famous. Hatoyes Chaver, bet you some of you heard of this. Hatoyes Chaver Kadesh Shemen. I say, you owe me oil. Vodalo Kankanim. You say, I don't know, you owe you oil. I owe you drugs. Charmon Omer, oil vodem mixes a tiny shava. It's more than a mixas. When I demanded oil, I demanded oil plus drugs. You can see the drugs. That's why the mitzvah. You got to take a shvuah for a partial confession. It's not a whole confession, which is a part of the taina, because the taina is talk only the oil. Not the drums. Mario's going to say that later on. Yeah, but it's called Tanochiti Vodalosan. That's a classic statement. She wants to read out. Amagamia Ragalia says Rani Stephen Admiral. Now the Mishnah here is, now the Gemara, everybody here says for the first six lines is very messed up. Seven lines. Tilo Dia Chokoko, which is seven lines down. So I'm going to read to you like the Shari Teres Yisrael says, which is similar to Korban Eid of Pnei Moshe. You can follow more or less along, but not quite. It starts off, before Masvitz, it says, Rabbi Chia Bar, he took it from the Gemara in Shavuos, his Gerson. Rabbi Chia Bar Abba Shem Rabbi Yochanan says, Masnisa, now going to the Gemara itself, Masnisa b'shatan ochitim v'lo b'sori. Our mission is a case where I claim wheat, and you concede barley, which of course is, in which case, we say, of course, that it doesn't work. Avo betano, if he, tano shtei meaning. But if you ask for two things, vota bechamim chayev, and you can see the one that's chayev. So he learns our Mishnah not like I said. That it's not that he's demanding the oil and the jars, drugs, and he's getting just the oil, as being more than the oil, because then, rather our Mishnah's wage, one's tying the oil, and the other's conceding the kankanim, the drugs. Okay? But if it was oil and drugs against drugs, then everybody would agree it's chayev. Everybody agrees it's chayev and shvua, because it's void of mikvahs. Now, Rabbi Ami B'Shem Rabbi Yochanan said, no. Masnisa laughs of Dorish Shatar Nochitim of the Mislav Sarim. Army is not talking where he wanted apples and oranges. I feel like Tarnosh naming him. But even if he said, I want apples and oranges. Vodal Bechman, he could see it only on the apples, not the oranges. Also, Divir Chachamim Potter. In that, even in that case, Chachamim say it's not more, it makes us. So why don't you say a case only of chitim versus sorim? Why doesn't say chitim plus sorim against sorim? We shouldn't have tanin around Gamliel Mechayev. Because we wanted to go afazoy vaik to show the Ran Gamliel's Mechayev, even if it's chitim and sorim. Because obviously Ran Gamliel doesn't look at Mina Taina. He says, I claim something. You conceded something. That's enough for Moedim and Mikzas. But Chachamim hold, no, Moedim Mikzas only by concede something within the Taina itself. Okay? So that's how Rabbi Yochanan learns it. Okay. Now, says the Gemara further, Rabbi Avo, now we have an inside again. Rabbi Avo, called Rabbi Ami. Rabbi Avo said, like Rabbi Ami, that the machlokas is by chitim and sorim, by apples and oranges, and conceded apples. Rashim Elogash Amar, no. Masnisin, the machlokas is b'shatano chitim and sorim, apples on oranges. Avotono, shnei meaning vodlo b'echamim. But if he said two, and I concede of one of them, divrei kol chayev. Everybody calls it good chayev. So it's a major machlokas here, how to learn the machlokas in the Mishnah. Whether it's only on apples and oranges, or apples and oranges against apples, or apples and oranges against oranges. Okay.
They never consider monetary value?
No, it's interesting, no. But it's probably underlies on Gamliel to a certain extent, the monetary issue, yeah. I don't know why they never speak about it, but I'm not sure if it's intentional or if it's implicit or not implicit. That's a good question. Okay. Rav Kav Shimron Lulakish, Rav Ozer Gish Lulakish as well. Because Chad Barnash, a certain person, Ozil boy, made him Chavrei, Kami Rav. He went to court case in front of Rav with his friend. So he claimed, I want barley, wheat, and spelt. Amalei Rav said, come at that Yochim Gagala, anything you complain for him, Galga. Could claim. Whatever you want. Whatever he concedes in the end, he'll be Moedim and Mikzas, and he'll take a shvu on one of them. Why? So what do we see here? The Rav holds the Chachamim hold that if I claim apples and oranges and grapes, and you concede only grapes, that's already Moedim and Mikzas. Because that's what he's telling, besides the Pasuk of Chachamim, right? Okay, says the Gemara. This is how Rav Shimon Lakish answered Rabbi Yochanan. I'll tell you that you say butter, apples and oranges, and he concedes only oranges, chomets say butter, but it doesn't say tano kelim v'karkos. If I claim for you kelim v'karkos, hold the, it says butter, hold the kelim v'kofer v'karkos. If he's moida kelim and I'm sorry, tano kelim v'karkos, hold the kelim v'kofer v'karkos, karkos v'kofer v'kelim is potter, right? It says there, if I'm moida him, it says it's potter. So it says my in kelim v'kelim u'potter. If it's talking about kelim by kelim, he claimed kelim, and the guy answered kelim is potter. Kelim akros lo kol shkein is not kav. I get flustered whenever you start go. They go up to the armor. All right, we'll stop here for this evening. I'll go back on Monday. Anyway, on Monday, I think we'll finish. Yeah, Monday we'll try and finish. If we don't finish by the time Marv, so we'll go after Marv and finish on Monday.